This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Excitement isn't the word.
Oh, what is the word? Ho, ho, hum. It's 7 after the hour high. Another hour of the DJB show. Doug Steffen presenting the exact likeness of Jennifer Horne. As a matter of fact, if I didn't know better, I'd swear that Jennifer Horne was actually here. She even sounds like Jennifer Horne. Wait till you hear this, Victoria. Okay, Jennifer, please sign in.
I'm here. I'm signing in.
Who are you? She sounds just like Jennifer. It's amazing. All right, let's see if we can find somebody who sounds like Victoria Keenan. Here's Victoria. Okay. Yo, heave ho. Kara Schillen, by the way, at the controls in our studio in Washington. So for Tuesday, the 13th of February, those who are getting ready to warm up the cockles of the love muscles in your heart, that's good. We'll prepare you for that. But other things are going on as well. So let's get a couple of trending things into our heads, courtesy of Victoria. What do we have?
Two American Olympians are all the talk right now. Shaun White, of course, our snowboarding champ, he had what is being described by every news outlet as the most exciting qualifying snowboarding halfpipe event maybe ever. It had all of the elements of a final, except it's just a qualifying. The final's actually on Wednesday. And so what happened was he is trying to make his big comeback. He had sort of a disappointing Olympics the last time. And so in this qualifying run on the halfpipe, he scored a 98.5 out of 100, 100 being the most perfect run you could possibly have. And so to have that much of a lead over everyone else was pretty incredible, and but Team Australia is right on his heels, so that's going to make for everyone will be excited about this except Jen. That will make an exciting final on Wednesday. And then the other Olympian in the news is 17-year-old Chloe Kim, who took home the gold in snowboarding as well. She was an Olympic hopeful in the last games, but she was too young. She was only 13, even though she had been dominating in all of the snowboarding events, private events, tournaments, things like that. At 13, the Olympics wouldn't make an exception, wouldn't let her compete. And so now, here she is at 17. She won the gold and won big last night. She had a score of 98.25, almost a perfect run. And she was something like at least 10 points ahead of everyone else. So, once again, Team USA still dominating snowboarding.
USA.
Team USA, yeah.
USA.
I think all the snowboarding events, even though the wind has just been really dangerous and it's been blowing a lot of competitors when they're up in the air doing half pipe and things, it's been blowing them around. There's been some falls and things like that. So, and some complaints that the Olympic Committee hasn't, they've stalled a few events because of the wind, and then they've let other events go forward. So some of the athletes have been protesting a bit, saying that the conditions aren't really that safe. But still, Team USA is doing awesome.
All right, so there are a couple of different things floating around. There always are the ancillary stories that people think are of interest, whether they are or they aren't. You wonder sometimes about the news media, whether they're not making a big deal out of, for example, the writer for the New York Times who called Mira, help me with her name, is it Nagasu?
Mirai, yeah.
Mirai Nagasu. Mm-hmm. An immigrant. She's a native, naturally born, isn't she? Is she born in this country, or she's
from Arcadia, I think.
Arcadia,
she's right
California.
Down the street from me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that has become a big deal. Supposedly, is there anything? So did the guy? Is he guilty of something, or is this pushing the bar too far?
What was the point? Why were they calling her that? Saying that she shouldn't be competing, or it was a bad thing, or?
No, just making reference to, it's become a drama unto itself, just making reference to her and her position as far as I can see. I don't see that there's any, there are a lot of stories. It's all of the things that Nicole, why do I keep doing that? Victoria has just reported, there's the there's the balance here. Every newspaper is trying to outdo the other newspapers. And in a city like New York, where there are two or three newspapers, one, the what do they call it, the tabloid versus the flat, the folded, what are they, the New York Times is, you know, the newspapers that are folded are supposed to be more legitimate than the tabloids. Isn't that how it goes? Isn't that basically the differentiator?
I've never heard about the folded thing, but yes, obviously, yeah, there's the regular newspaper and tabloids are separate, so.
So
yeah.
why are tabloids not regular newspapers? They
I don't know that they're held to the same standards that, like, the New York Times or other newspapers are. They can essentially just print whatever they want,
Who is
like.
The standard bearer? Who decides what is the standard?
I don't know. I'm sure that there's something there. I just don't know the whole background to it. But I don't know if it's interesting because, yeah, she was born in California. Mariah Nagasu was. Her parents are Japanese, and they're Japanese immigrants. But if we're going to talk about that, I mean, Chloe Kim's, she was born in the U.S., but her parents are from Korea. So I don't know if
it doesn't seem like there's a lot of Jim Smiths competing on the American team. So I don't know why she would stand out so much.
Right.
It seems to be kind of the team's makeup.
A lot of the people have immigrant parents. So it's, I don't know particularly why there was an article written about her, or why that stands out.
Well, I think he was writing about all of the members of the team, and the reference to her being an immigrant was mistaken. It was a mistake. The guy made a mistake. He didn't know, or somehow or other didn't get it right. But to have this kind of explosion, I just think we are going way off the reservation with some of this stuff. It really becomes, you know, when I think about the commercial that I do, maybe I'll do it now because it makes some sense, of people taking shots and being angry about something like that. So the guy makes a mistake. Is there no room for somebody to make a mistake? I don't know who this guy is. And I don't get from anything that I've read, but I saw four different pieces between last night and today about him referring to her as an immigrant. Okay. So maybe she's not an immigrant.
I think the reason why people are upset, and it's when you tweet something, it's not that hard to go back and say, hey, I made a mistake. I don't know if he's done that or not. But I guess the reason people are upset is because she's Asian, and so because she's not white. That's the only reason that he's saying she's an immigrant. She's not an immigrant. And so if it was Lindsey Vonn or someone else who's also getting it done, or Shaun White, he's not going to tweet immigrants getting it done. Or, you know, it's odd that he would say that because she's not any more an immigrant than any of the other people who are competing.
It's also really irresponsible as a journalist because it's such an easy thing to research. It's so easy to find out that she's not an immigrant.
Does nobody have any room to make a mistake anymore and that be it? How do we know what the guy's motivation is? There's so much reading between the lines here. I'm just amazing. I'm looking at this story of the.
I can't believe you're defending someone in the news media.
I'm not defending him at all. There's no defense here. I'm talking about all of the explosion. I don't know the guy from Adam, and I don't really. The essence of the story isn't something that grabs me, and the attention that this is getting because he made a mistake. Isn't there something? Or aren't there many other things going on that are worth attention? Or are people's lives so empty that they have to attack?
People are able to talk about more than one thing at a time. Your life doesn't have to be empty just because you're talking about something. I mean, did he lose his job or anything like that?
No.
This is the first
publication.
I haven't even heard of this.
Times.
The New York Times. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't expect great journalism from the New York Times. They can say a lot of things.
I expect journalism from anybody anymore.
They say the New York Times should be a standard, but it's really not. So
that's what the New York Times says they are to be. The New York Times builds its own reputation, as do these other, it's like Fox News, fair and balanced. What a bunch of baloney.
Well, first of all, it wasn't printed in the New York Times. It was just a tweet that he made. But I think, yes, people have room to make mistakes. He made a mistake. People gave him criticism for it. People will move on. I hadn't even heard about this.
It won't be an issue in a day.
And so that's, yes, you made a mistake. It's not like he's going to lose his job over it. It's not that big of a deal.
I'm
pretty
sure.
I don't either.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think you're making a bigger deal about
it. I'm not making a big deal out of it. I'm reporting on what people who have commented on this op-ed piece have said. That was the story isn't what she did. The story is ought to be what she did, but that isn't it. The story that is the focus of a lot of people's ire is this drama that's been created over making her referring to her as an immigrant.
Well, I think the story is still
nonsense.
About her. I think that for the vast majority of people, this is not a story. I haven't heard anyone talking about this besides us right now. And I think that you will find on any website ever, the comment section is always going to be full of ire.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's New York Times, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Facebook, any comment section. I think
yesterday,
it's unfortunate, but any comment section is going to be full of that, and I don't think it's representative of how the vast majority of people feel.
I would hope not. Yesterday, Kara spent some time with me, ladies, teaching me how to do Twitter. And so I'm thinking to myself, do I want to actually jump into this or be there? I think
the only thing I Twittered yesterday was I was going to the dentist.
What, Jennifer?
Twitter's for that. You should jump in.
Okay. Well, I went to the dentist yesterday, and that's what I tweeted.
Riveting.
Yes.
Did you post some pictures at least?
Everybody's right
out of your
on
teeth?
The edge of their seat. Actually, this guy's got fantastic. He's got a microscope that he uses to look inside. I've not had a cavity for 18 years, but I had one, and so he's showing me all this new equipment that he's got, justifying charging $280 for my tooth fixed. Good God, he's got more gizmos up there. I'm only one of 10 guys in the country who's got this thing. Yep.
Which is why it costs $280
for a filling.
They always say that.
I know. All right, so let's go back to what I was just talking about and think about how your reputation, the impression that people get. See, my impression is a pretty good example. I didn't make this stuff up of what people say about what people say. There's a positive impression that can be created or a negative impression that can be created. ReputationDefender.com is all about searching the internet, finding things that you say. You can go to them. You can call them up at 855-432-4886 and say, I've seen this stuff online and I don't know how to get rid of it, but it's just not true. And so when you go to either the phone line and talk to one of their consultants, an analyst, 855-432-4886, or you go online to ReputationDefender.com, you get the essence of how important. There's a whole company that's built around fixing the kinds of things that were said about this New York Times reporter. Has it ever been said about you, anybody in your family, people that you work with? You want to clean things up, make sure that they are on the straight and narrow. Combat the problem with ReputationDefender.com. They have a lot of dedicated experts, and they have patented technology that reaches out, finds the things online, and removes them. 855-432-4886. That's the number. Or online, go to ReputationDefender.com/DJV.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my.
Let's get to our TV report on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, 23 after the hour. Victoria and Kara can stand down while Jennifer updates us on the hot things on the air, the Tuesday Tubers. Jen?
Well, speaking of Tuesday Tubers, the Olympics are going to be in prime time tonight with figure skating, alpine skiing, and snowboarding. Those will be the big events on NBC, kicking off their coverage at 5 p.m. Also tonight, if that is not your thing, but you sort of want the sporting spirit, this one will be for Kara. The Bachelor is starting their version of the Winter Games. It's the premiere of this series. 25 bachelors and bachelorettes from around the world meet in the streets of Manchester, Vermont for a grand celebration of unity and love. The first episode kicks off on ABC at 8 o'clock. Then you have the Fosters. They are new tonight on Freeform at 8 p.m. Black Lightning is new on CW at 9 p.m. And America's Next Top Model, that's what I'll be tuning into, is brand new. Tyra is taking part in L.A. Pride Week as the ladies walk designer Christian Cowan's Rainbow Runway and Vogue It Out for a spot on America's Next Top Model. That's at 8 p.m. on VH1.
All right, I'll be watching the next episode of The White Princess on the plane going back. There's something about that that's fascinating. I mean, I don't know what it is. All about England in the 15th century and the intrigue of who's going to lead and who doesn't. You know, go back through the history of England. It's really a pretty sordid experience. 25 past the hour. It's from the music world, a moment of sadness for a couple of people who have been very important. The balladeer Vic Damone passed away at the age of 89 at his home in Florida yesterday. Described as a mellow baritone by some, he was a friend of Frank Sinatra's. Matter of fact, Sinatra said he had the best pipes in the business. Let's crank this up and see, for those who remember, if we agree. Jennifer doesn't know who this is.
No clue. Nice voice.
To remember the dreams we depended upon.
One of the big hits, again, You're Breaking My Heart, My Heart Cries for You, On the Street Where You Live. You'd recognize all these songs if you heard them, frankly.
My heart cries for you.
Or is your mother the only one who will recognize these songs besides me?
Yeah, I haven't recognized anything yet, but...
Yeah. My mom described him as he had a better voice than Sinatra, but he didn't have Sinatra's moxie. That's my Fancy Nancy quote.
I remember interviewing him. I used to interview all of these characters for a show that I did on WBZ in Boston back in the late 60s, early 70s. With all these entertainers, he was one that I especially liked. Sandler and Young, a couple of singers from the same era, Mel Torme, Jerry's last name now. It's sort of a blend of a whole bunch of names.
Sure, Jerry.
Jerry.
You know,
yes.
Jerry Lewis. Yeah.
Jerry Vale. His real name was Italian, and I was mixing the Italian with the Vale. But they all were the same, and women loved them. Oh, my God. Your mother, absolutely. I can hear her. I don't even know Fancy Nancy, and I like her. But she is cut from that cloth of people who would line up for, not for days, well, they get tickets for people. In those days, you actually had to go to the place where the venue for the event to get the tickets. You didn't go online.
You had to actually stand online.
Yes. Yeah, you had to be in line. Ask your mother about that.
Yeah, you didn't go online. You stood online.
You stood online, right, to get the tickets for guys like this. Anyway, the passing of Vic Damone is the focus of our musical interest here. 28 after the hour on the DJB show.
Breathe right. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Breathing is not just for oxygen. It also impacts brain functioning, emotions, and behavior. The rhythm of your breathing actually creates electrical activity in your brain that impacts emotional judgments and even your memory. Bet you didn't realize that. Or at least, I bet you weren't thinking about that just now. That is, because rarely do we take the time to think about how we breathe, because it's just so automatic for us. But maybe we should. Maybe today you should take some time to focus on your breath. Think about the ways in which your breathing rhythms impact you. And if you need to, slow your breathing down a bit. For more on all things life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you
you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tuesday the 13th, I think we've established that. Hopefully we have anyway with all of you. I'm Doug Steffen presenting the ladies of the day, J and V of the DJV, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here to discuss the issues, the things that people are talking about around the nation and around the world in your backyard as well. Kara Schillen down in Washington at our headquarters, our originating studios at Radio America. Today we celebrate Fat Tuesday. Last day of the carnival. Yesterday was Nothing Day. Today is Fat Tuesday. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. How many people still go to church? Jennifer, that's a sort of Catholic thing, isn't it? Going to church on Ash Wednesday to have the ash put on your forehead. What does that mean? I've forgotten.
Look, last year's palms from Palm Sunday, and you put them on your forehead, and it's your time of it's time of reverence, really, to get prepare yourself for the resurrection of Christ. And so that's why a lot of times people will give things up or, you know, add things in, something that is seen as a sacrifice. So at this time of year, a lot of people give up sugar, or they might give up drinking, or they might give up, I don't know, Brussels sprouts, which is what I'm looking into.
I used to try that one.
Like giving up Brussels, where your mother would say.
It never worked.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. So it's the beginning of Mardi Gras season, which goes hand in hand with Lent, and I wonder why that is. Anybody know how that celebration started or why they are together? Mardi
Gras. It's like the big day to live it up. Fat Tuesday is like the day of excess before you give it all up for Lent.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the Mardi Gras thing came from the ancient Roman Bacchanals. I think that was Bacchus, you know, the god of wine and fertility. I think it all stems from that kind of stuff. So it's just basically party all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Lupercalia is a lot of people think that this thing started with the Valentine's Day. No, not Valentine's. Yes, it was Valentine's Day. Started with a priest, but in fact it didn't. It started way back in Roman times, and the character involved was Lupercalia, if I remember correctly. The Christians came into Rome, and that was it. We're here. Everybody else, get out. That's pretty much how it worked. So the beginning of Lent is today for those of you who are believers, and that lasts the first Sunday in April, early Easter this year, right?
April Fool's Day, I think.
Is it April Fool's Day? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we have a Pancake Day also to celebrate today. I don't know.
Get those pancakes while you can.
Pancake. I like. And I don't eat them anymore because I have this gluten thing, but they're so heavy on your stomach. But with good.
Gluten-free pancakes are delicious.
Yeah. Where do you get them, though? I haven't found any.
Oh, I have batter for them. I make them here.
Send me some?
Yeah. Sure.
Or invite me over for breakfast.
You know my favorite website, Brandless. It's only
$3.
You introduced me to it. I'm dead serious. It's great.
I know I did. Okay, yeah. More Olympic discussion. The bizarre cheerleader focus. North Korea squad of cheerleaders grabbing headlines. Part of
so
North Korean
weird.
Leader Kim Jong-un's charm offensive. So what are we, have we seen them? What are they?
They're so
there's
creepy.
There's like 200 of them in the same outfit, and they it's really? Just very strange.
It's very weird and very creepy and very, it's like a Stanley Kubrick kind of image or something. It's just very weird. They're in these weird red outfits, and they have these flags, and they chant strange things, because a lot of people are translating now what they're actually saying, and none of it kind of makes any sense. It's just, they're saying things like, go for it, our players, go for it, victory, win. Like, they're just saying random things that... It's weird. And then the South Koreans are singing songs, and they're all supposed to be under this united flag. So the South Koreans are singing songs, but the North Korean weirdo cheerleaders, they don't know any songs because they're not allowed to know anything from the outside world, apparently. And so they don't know the words to any of the songs that the South Koreans are singing. It's very bizarre.
Well, is that as bizarre as Kim Jong-un inviting the president of South Korea, Moon Jae-in, to come for a summit meeting? That was something that happened, I think, over the weekend as well, didn't it?
Through the sister.
Invitation. Yeah, the
yeah,
sister
I
came
think,
and...
Look, I think Kim Jong-un, everybody always wants to call him a nut, right? They always want to say that he's crazy, and he's, but he's really not crazy. He's actually, I mean, he might be a little crazy, but that doesn't mean he's not smart. And I think what he's trying to do here is soften the image of North Korea so that everybody who opposes him, a.k.a. America, looks like the crazy people for going after such a nice country with such a nice, beautiful girl who's representing him and shaking people's hands and smiling. And if this initiates some sort of talk, I guess, between President Moon in South Korea and Kim Jong-un in North Korea, that's great. Do I believe that for a second this guy should go and eat the chicken over in North Korea? No, because I think it's probably going to taste a little
be
funny.
Dogs, but anyway. It wouldn't be chicken.
You know, the thing that got a lot of coverage over the weekend is just how the media covered this girl, this sister of Kim Jong-un, and how they covered North Korea. You had CNN saying she's the Ivanka Trump of America. You have the ABC News and the New York Times and the Washington Post all giving her this glowing review, and they're forgetting that, like, her brother fed their uncle to a dog. I just don't understand
how
just because she's a pretty girl and she shows up at the Olympics and she's smiling at people, that somehow that negates this murderous regime that they're operating. It's just unbelievable to me.
Yeah, it is. Well, but it shows you how easily people are led, I think, as much as anything else.
Well, they're falling
that,
right into what he wants them to do. That's the plan, is to soften that image. And so the media's like, okay, here we go.
So that, let's, one other thing that I was confused about, because I'm not being as carefully judgmental as some, the speed skater, Mr. Davis, and what went on, because he didn't show up at the at the beginning of the, he wasn't a part of the American group, was he? Walking into the stadium and, oh, where's this guy? Why isn't he there? He's boycotting, skipping the festivities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anybody know any more about that?
Well, I guess he was also up for holding, I don't know who carried the flag in. It was, I think it was another woman from the U.S. team, and it was between two people, and they did, I think they vote to see who they wanted
to
do it.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
this. And it was between him and someone else. And they flipped a coin at the end, and it went to the other woman. And so he won a bunch of things in the past, and I guess he was upset that he didn't think that a coin toss was the right way to do it. I'm not sure how else they're supposed to do it. If it's a tie, it seems like either way, someone's going to get picked over top of someone else. So I didn't realize that he didn't go at all, but that's why, because he was upset about it.
What a bunch of wimpy whammy, whammy, whammy.
And you know what? To me, yes, that might be disappointing that you don't get to carry the flag, or and that's upsetting. But how? To me, it just, if you don't show up at all, then it, because you didn't get to win, you didn't get to have that coveted position, then you don't deserve to carry the flag.
That's
in the
why
beginning.
You're not carrying the flag,
exactly. Right? Like, you just showed us that the coin made the right decision.
Yeah. All right. So here's the other thing that people are talking about. All of the, I mean, a lot of different things now floating around. Which is good. It puts a big focus on this area of the world, and also on these athletes that work so hard to get where they are. But the amount of money, one wonders if the connection between the North Koreans and the South Koreans takes place, will the South Korean president ask the North Koreans for a little help in the do-re-mi department? Because it's clear that Kim Jong-un has about $5 billion stashed away for his own usage. And the South Koreans are in the hole for $10 billion, and they have the slightest idea how they're going to pay off the note. And they don't have the kind of down, you know, $10 billion to us is nothing. But $10 billion to them, that's enough to bankrupt the country, and they don't know how to pay it off. And so one, in the back of my mind, I'm wondering if this guy asks Kim for a little extra dough, and then what does that do for the relationship of the country? I'm doing the what-if department now. But they have spent a lot of money that they don't have. And in these countries like this, these, whether it's in Asia or in Africa or whether it's South America, there are many of these smaller countries. They don't have the... California's got a bigger, on its own, has a bigger gross domestic product. Like, it's the seventh biggest economy in the world. And we put that in comparison to... We have many states that have huge economies, and comparing them to countries for that purpose is legitimate. So when you get right down to it, California could probably take care of the Korean debt, although they're doing plenty of other things to dig a hole here. But I'm just saying, in terms of business and money, it's really very interesting to see all of this as it puts again. You have a different focus. By the way, why do let's chew a little bit on the Olympics. Chewing the Olympians chewing their medals. Why do they bite their medals? You want to explain that, Victoria?
It's something that everyone has noticed, and it's just been around for a long time. So for whatever reason, yesterday it started to become, over the past couple of days, it started to become sort of a trending item, wondering why people are doing this. And the Olympic Channel, which is an NBC channel that's dedicated just to Olympic news, they actually went in and did like an expose on why Olympians bite their medals. Yeah, and apparently it stems back to... in 1904, the games in St. Louis were actually the first time that gold medals were awarded. They actually had used silver medals as the top prize up until that point. And the origin of biting into the medal comes from merchants regularly biting coins to make sure that they weren't forgeries. So if you actually bite into real gold, you'll leave teeth marks. And so that's where this whole thing came from. But the weird thing is, photographers apparently love getting Olympic athletes to bite into the medals. They think it makes for a great shot. But the weird thing is, right now, current gold medals are only 1.34% actual gold. They're really just silver, and they're coated in a very light outer shell of gold. So these Olympic athletes are chomping down on something that could break their teeth if they bite too hard. So I don't really know why they keep making them do this. But
kind of like Yasiel Puig during the World Series. He's a player for the Dodgers, would lick his bat before he went up to the plate.
Oh, yeah. Ew.
Speaking of bats, Jennifer, one of the pitchers who used to be a big Major League Baseball star, has been caught with 44 pounds of narcotics. Esteban Antonio, is it Loaiza?
Loaiza. And
pitched for the Dodgers?
I don't remember this, and I am a Dodger fan, so I don't think he pitched for the Dodgers very long. But this guy was arrested on suspicion of felony possession of more than 44 pounds of heroin or cocaine and two felony counts of transporting and possessing narcotics with intent to sell. He was driving a vehicle that police believed was being used to smuggle drugs. He was pulled over for a minor traffic infraction. And during a search of the vehicle, police found a sophisticated aftermarket compartment used to conceal all the drugs and contraband. The search of his home that was leased to him led to the discovery of about 20 kilograms or 44 pounds of suspected cocaine valued at approximately $500,000. He spent parts of 14 seasons in the major leagues with eight different teams. He was in the All-Star game in appearances with the Chicago White Sox, back in 2003 and 4. As a 35-year-old, he started five games for the Dodgers in 2007, which is clearly why I don't remember him, because that's only five games, and it was 10 years ago. And he made more than $43.7 million over his career. Now, the interesting part here is that he was also known for being the husband of Jenny Rivera, who was a sensation in Mexico. She died in a plane crash in 2012 in Mexico, and she was really well known in the Latin music world. And it was a big loss. I know a lot of people felt that they suffered when Jenny Rivera died, so former husband to her as well. Yet he still feels the need.
$43 million over his career. Good
Think
Lord.
Think about that. And Mary,
nobody knows
we don't
who
know
he is.
We don't know if he has any money, if he got money from being married to Jenny Rivera, but in any case, that's a lot of money to risk everything to smuggle in all these drugs. Ugh.
Also, the Pirates announced that Anna Soto, who's the mother of Elias Diaz, who's a catcher for the Pirates, was recovered yesterday after being abducted in Venezuela. She went missing in the hometown of Maracaibo, which is the state capital of Zulia. Apparently, six people kidnapped her looking for him, and so looking for him and some money. We want to get a ransom for her. So this strange but true.
Guess what today is while we're doing sports news?
What is today?
Pitchers and catchers report
showing
spring
up.
Training.
Yay!
Really? Already? I thought that was early. Wow.
Already
in the middle of February. Spring training starts in 2 weeks.
Yippee, good things are happening. It's getting really warm on the West Coast, on the East Coast. What's the temperature in Washington today, Kara?
Not warm today. It'll be warm tomorrow. It's still in like the 40s today. I think it'll be in the 60s tomorrow.
11 minutes for the hour.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles.
Deep boxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for seven different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's F-U-N 66 to 543-543.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now, 53 after the hour, as we set aside time every day to bring you up to date on technology, because we certainly, other than the big story of the day being me on Twitter, there are other things that maybe Victoria can clue
in. Huge story.
Yes, it's a huge story. Amazon is in the news, and Google is as well, and we'll get to that right after this technology focus.
The Geek Out. Believe it or not, video game world record high scores are still important to a lot of people. And recently, in the same week, the veracity of two of the most famous high scores hit the headlines for all the wrong reasons. The 35-year-old record high score for the Atari game Dragster was erased from the record books after cheating was proven. Then there's the arcade classic Donkey Kong, and Billy Mitchell, the star of the great documentary about the game, King of Kong, had his standing record that he set in 2010 called into question due to a stack of evidence proving he didn't follow the requirements and wasn't honest about how he achieved the score. You can find all the salacious details about these important world matters on our Twitter timeline at The Geek Out.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever, an engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Okay, let's get to Amazon first, Victoria, laying off people at the Seattle headquarters. I thought they were
Aren't they looking, is it Apple or Amazon they're looking to expand in?
Amazon, yeah. This was a very bizarre story and caught a lot of people by surprise. They laid off a bunch of workers from their corporate campus in Seattle, and they say they're basically trying to redistribute where they have all the manpower, and it involved several hundred employees at the Seattle office, hundreds of employees in other branches around the country, and it is still only a very tiny portion of how many employees Amazon has. It's about the 300,000 U.S.-based employees right now. They say that they're actually hiring more than they are firing. And so currently Amazon has 4,000 positions open in Seattle. So they got rid of a bunch of these positions. They have 4,000 that are open. They have 12,000 that are open globally. And they're all corporate jobs. These are not in the fulfillment centers, which you hear a lot about seasonally. Amazon will bring in
people
a lot
laid
of workers.
Off or the people they're looking for?
They're looking for people who are in the corporate.
Or they just retrain the people that they have if they're already...
It's kind of a good question. Yeah, they're getting a lot of heat for this. They have said that the people who have been laid off, they are encouraging them to apply for these other jobs, but that still isn't the same thing as just redirecting them. Currently, Amazon has 566,000 employees globally,
wow.
And they say that they've
half
now...
a million people work for that company.
Yeah, and that includes the 90,000 Whole Foods employees that have now been sort of enveloped into the big global structure. They are also going to hire 50,000 more people at the second headquarters, which is looking for a U.S. home. They haven't announced which city it will be yet. So overall, Amazon is still on the hiring spree, but it's just very weird that they laid off all these hundreds of people. And Amazon, actually, it's one of the largest U.S. corporate employers. It's still is nowhere near Walmart, which has 1.5 million employees in the U.S.
Imagine signing those checks every week. Wow.
It's crazy, right?
All right, speaking of crazy, go to Google and see how they're fixing a couple of problems they have.
Trying to fix. This one's a good story for you because I know you suffer from this. Every time you're starting to read a story on a website and then this ad creeps across the page and then you can't get rid of it. And it's basically called a forced redirect. There's nothing you can do except shut your browser down. You don't want to click on these ads. They're usually malware and things like that. And so Google announced last November that they had an upcoming Google Chrome release of its browser called 64, that they were going to be able to fix this problem. Well, it turns out when it actually launched in January, there was no fix. Then they said it's going to be pushed back into April for Chrome 65, or into March with Chrome 65. Still no fix. Now they're saying in Chrome 66 in April, mid-April, they should have a fix for this. I still don't believe it, but this is something that plagues so many PC users.
Yeah.
Currently, Apple's Safari and Mozilla's Firefox are still the best two browsers to keep this stuff away, but hopefully Chrome will have an answer soon.
All right, word to the wise from Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.